Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There were protests yesterday regarding potential legislation for mandatory HPV vaccines. What is your stance on the vaccine and the protests yesterday?
Well, the protesters were out there and they were exercising their right as Americans. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I respect their opinion. But, you know, there's legislation that's out there. That doesn't mean it's coming to the floor for a vote. And so the legislation that they were protesting against actually has never even made it out of the health committee. So it doesn't really have momentum, although there are folks talking about it. It doesn't necessarily mean that it will come to a vote either in the health committee or to the full Senate or assembly to be signed into law. So at this point in time, it's a little presumptuous to say that this will be taken up in this legislative session because there's no indication that that's going to be the case. All of that being said, I have concerns about the legislation that they're out there, in fact, protesting. Myself, as a parent, I believe in parental choice is a very important thing to have. I have three young children. They're all minors and, 14 and below. And, so it's important to me as a parent that parents have the ability to have a say over their own child's health care. At the end of the day, it's important that we weigh the advice of medical practitioners along with the voice of the parents and ensuring at the completion of whatever decision that is made that our children's health care needs are at the central point of the decisions that are made.
So it's an interesting line, though, because I feel there are anti-vaxxers out there, but 95% of people would say that typical immunizations, measles, polio, all that stuff is something that should be mandatory. But when you keep adding things to the list like HPV, talk about that.
They're totally different. The vaccinations for measles is totally different than a vaccination for HPV. I voted for mandatory vaccination for measles because of a public health crisis that was this past year with a measles outbreak across the state where hundreds of children were being infected with measles because this legislation that we voted on and put into law didn't exist. And we sided with science. The fact of the matter is 100 years of science has ensured that our children are in a safe environment when they go to school with a measles vaccine. That is highly contagious simply by touch or even potentially sitting next to someone that has measles. It's that contagious. So it was spreading and it was a healthcare crisis in the state of New York. All of that being said, HPV is a sexually transmitted disease, and that is totally different from something that could be taken into consideration like the measles. So totally different scales and totally different vaccines. So the approach has to be different, and we're taking a different approach, and we're analyzing and looking at that and taking the advice of medical professionals at the end of the day and ensuring that whatever decision is made, if in fact a decision has to be made, that our children's health is at the central point of that decision.
Another concern for parents, and I imagine lawmakers as well, is that the HPV vaccine is relatively new compared to something like the measles vaccine. Is there a concern that not all of the side effects are fully studied at this point?
The medical community has to be engaged, and they are not just in New York and in Western New York, but across the nation. And they will certainly be part and parcel of whatever decision is made in this conversation. But I can tell you this, that like any other piece of legislation, the HPV vaccination legislation and other pieces of legislation are among thousands that are for consideration this upcoming legislative session. So at this point in time, it's, again, presumptuous to think that we'll be taking up any bill because we haven't even gotten into the legislative session yet. So, again, I respect those that were out there yesterday and appreciate their sentiment, and we're even working with them to make sure that their voice is heard. So we have a lot to deliberate, and we'll be working across the state to ensure that, again, when we make a decision, if a decision is made on legislation, that it is the right decision for the people of the community that I represent, and especially the children.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.